listening pretty late, and I am beyond delighted to welcome to our show. On the line with us is Arsenio Hall. Hey, Arsenio, how are you doing today?
I'm hanging. In fact, I'm doing really, really good. And this is kind of exciting because not only are you helping me sell some tickets to City Winery, but I just heard that you're a stand-up.
I am a stand-up comedian. I actually, when you were you hosted the Star Search briefly when it came back.
Right.
And I was in the running for that, and they bumped me because I had already had a television appearance. So I was not able to compete. Yeah, remember they would have like that clause where you had to be an amateur and things like that. I had done that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And sometimes that was kind of shaky because there were guys like
I know.
Alonzo Bolden, who I know is a veteran.
Arsenio, Owen Smith and I were on the same show for television, and he was on Star Search. I was like, hold on a second.
Owen wrote for me. Hey, you know what I like? You did something that was very cute. When you were setting that up, you said, you mentioned Star Search, and you said, when they brought it back, which was so nice of you. Because I'm old as hell as it is. And it's so nice of you to make sure they don't mix it up with the one that Ed McMahon did a couple hundred years ago before I did one 50 years ago. But I really appreciate you helping me in that little bit of linguistics.
Oh, no, here's the thing, though. Your stature, your status in television history is undoubtedly one of the greatest things because you broke it open for other late night shows. There would not be the landscape of late night television were it not for the Arsenio Hall show on CBS.
I watch sometimes, and it's kind of cool to think of it in those terms because I've seen articles that talk about Clinton's appearance on my show and how it changed how you run for the highest office in the land. And it is cool now because as a result of breaking the mold, you see guys like Fallon actually talk Obama into slow jam in the news, and I think that's the next incarnation. That's where it's gone to.
Mm-hmm.
We see Donald Trump allowing his hair to be played with. And when I was coming up watching Johnny and the gang, Dick Cavett and the gang, you didn't really see it. I think we saw it once with maybe Reagan, but for the most part, you ran for the highest office in the land on Sunday morning TV.
Exactly. And they would do it like, you know, very seriously, you know, whether it was Dick Cavett or and even, you know, because the Tonight Show, when it was Steve Allen and those guys, you know, Jack Parr, they had their serious elements to the show. And you guys, you bridge that divide of like, here, let's see what they are as a human being. And that's what we got when we saw Bill Clinton playing the saxophone on your show.
That was cool, you know, because that was one of those kind of things. We booked him, and the sax wasn't a part of it. I was shocked that he wanted to do the show because I was known, you know, for breaking achy, breaky heart for Billy Ray Cyrus and for putting a television face to hip-hop and rap and comics, you know, in that whole Def Jam generation of performers. And it's interesting because when he said he would do it, I was like, okay, I can do that. That'll be fun, Governor. And then I had a writer next to me. He says, hey, push for more, man. Letting you do a reach around, try to unbutton the top button. And I said, oh, okay. You know, I read he played saxophone when he was young. See if he'll play sax. When he said yes to that, I said, see if he'll, like, stand in with the posse at the top of the show and wear sunglasses and, like, one of my ties. And it came back, yes. And I said, oh, see if he'll let me sleep with Hillary. No, I said, see if he'll bring out Hillary in the third segment. And he brought out Hillary. So I got to meet her and talk to her real quick. And it was a fun night. And I love where late night is now because it's out of control. And that's where it should be because, hey, politics is out of control, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, look what we're dealing with. Imagine an election where my choices were two people I knew, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. You know, and what a horrible choice. That's like asking me who my favorite Menendez brother is. Or something.
No.
It's a frightening political atmosphere we're living in.
Wow, that's interesting coming from you since you do know them both. And, I'm tempted to ask you a little bit about the celebrity, about The Apprentice, season that you won, by the way.
Yes.
And with that,
Patty,
was all like, yes.
Patty, put on the brakes, Patty.
Yep.
The first black person to win Celebrity Apprentice. I'm the Jackie Robinson of Celebrity Apprentice, Patty. Daddy. We had to put on the brakes for a minute. Okay, go on.
Sorry. No, I could ask you about Celebrity Apprentice and that entire series and what your experience was like, but I do want to go back for one moment what you mentioned about your show on Arsenio Hall on CBS and when it came back for sadly only one season. What you always did as well, in as far as it goes for stand-up comics, you really broke the doors open too. Were it not for you, I might not have become a stand-up comic because you had Margaret Cho on your show. And she was she was one of the first comedians I ever saw that had a story like mine. And you did the same thing when you came back. You gave opportunities to comics who might not otherwise have that chance, because whether it's the Late Show, the Tonight Show, they would always say things, we want the new Amy Schumer. They were always looking for the repeats, and you were always looking for the new person. Who breaks
Patty, you know
doors?
What I just did? I just went on the road and did like 50 dates, and I told my agent, I said, let's do something unique, because I had had Helen Hung open.
And
I said,
great.
You know what? I said, that was nice, but my female demo, they lady up front, and we cover the whole genre of life. And I said, all my dates, book a female comic from the local area where I'm going and where I'm performing. And he did that, and I had some great experiences. I met women from all over the country who are incredible comics, very bright women all over the country. I even met one woman who opened for me, and she was Jimmy Kimmel's sister when I was on the West Coast someplace.
Well, then that brings up an interesting point. Who's opening for you on Saturday at the City Winery, Chicago City Winery? Just kidding.
You know what? I looked at some video. They sent me a link of a young lady, and she's very funny. And wait, let me find the link so I can get the name.
That's all right. I want to make sure everyone knows that you're going to be at the City Winery this Saturday night for two shows, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. And everyone should go to Arsenio Hall's website, arseniohall.com. And also, he's on Netflix right now in Adam Sandler's new 90s comedy called Sandy Wexler. And that's,
hey, Patty, you would have fit in great on that. I mean, it was everyone on the planet. And you know how Adam Sandler is. He's like Sarah Lee. Nobody doesn't like Adam Sandler. And anybody he called came, from Judd Apatow to Baba Booey. Everybody was on that set. And it was so much fun, so much laughter. It was a 90s period piece. And with so many comics, it was about an agent who handled comics back in the day, and the guys who would want a comic on my show. And in this the situation, Sandler has jungle fever and falls in love with Jennifer Hudson. It's a crazy script. We had so much fun, Patty, that there was a day David Spade was on the set and he wasn't working. He just stopped by because that's how much fun the set was. And the movie is funny and fun.
Oh, that's wonderful. So that's on Netflix. It's called Sandy Wexler, and that's been running, so you can get that right now. And again, you're going to be at the City Winery. You just finished up a huge show in Cleveland, your own hometown, with Chris Rock and with Dave Chappelle. That sounds like an amazing show.
Yeah, you're the first person I can talk to about that because, you know, it was a surprise. You know, Chris, you know, comes to different cities, and a lot of times he'll stage a surprise based on the city. Like when he came to Chicago, he obviously brought somebody like Hannibal Buress, or you know, I think that's exactly who he, you know, you bring a local hero. And when he went to Cleveland, he called me and Chappelle and said, Chappelle lives here, you're from here, y'all gotta fly in. And so we flew in, and it was the best night of comedy, Patty. It was so much fun. And the second best night of comedy will be this Saturday at the City Winery. It won't be as crowded on the stage, but I guarantee you it's going to be funny. We're going to have a good time.
Oh, it's going to be an amazing show. And have you been to the City Winery before? Because it's such a great venue. It's a great
room. No, I haven't been, even though I started stand-up in Chicago, on River Road, at the Comedy Cottage. I used to work the Comedy Womb back in the day.
Oh, God.
Comedy Womb, that old pun where comics are born. And, you know, that was stomping ground because there were no comedy clubs in Cleveland. That's, once again, how old I am, Patty. I've been around since you had to go to New York, L.A., or Chicago if you wanted to do stand-up. I came there and auditioned for Second City and then passed Zanies on the way back to the parking lot to get my car. And it changed my life, that walk down Wells Street that day.
Oh, isn't that, and what a great club that was, too. Previously a strip club and then a stand-up comedy club. That room has seen so many great, talented comics. And I know that your photo's on the wall. And by the way, you have one of the greatest smiles on the planet. You just do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, man, you're too nice, Eddie. I'm going to have to send you some Cristal.
Oh, well, then, you also are incredibly talented, charming, and it's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Okay, I'll send you some Chiba Chews and some hemp jelly beans with it.
Ooh, now, see, I don't know about the hemp jelly beans. I can get into some trouble there. Who knows?
So yeah, but you're on late night.
That's
and
true.
I think it would really, really just make the show totally lit. I mean, just one night have that show that people never forgot about. Remember that night Patty ate the hemp jelly beans?
Well, and my listeners know this already. I got off stage one time, and a comedian asked me if I ever used anything. And I said, not very often. And he goes, just the feet for you. And he ripped the feet off of a hemp gummy bear. And I was like, okay, I guess that's what I can handle.
Yeah. And what happened?
You know, I had a good time. It was definitely,
Did you go to jail? Did you go to jail that night?
I did not go to jail that night.
Okay, good, good. So that's the perfect time, it sounds like.
I slept very, very well that night. I had wonderful dreams. That's the thing that was wonderful. They were very vivid.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you like in bed with Dan Cook or something? What kind of dream was it?
It was more like a floating dream. I felt like I was, you know, sort of floating over the city. I could feel things I had never felt before in my dreams.
Oh, a date with David Copperfield.
Something like
floating
that.
Floating over the city. Damn, that was a good ass foot to a jelly belly or whatever.
Exactly, a gummy bear. Now, when
gummy bear. Gee.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey,
yes.
Thanks for letting me talk to your audience, Patty. I appreciate it. And come on out. Two shows Saturday night. I guarantee it'll be the most fun you've ever had with your clothes on.
and maybe even without, as long as you have a gummy bear. That's at the City Winery this Saturday night, 7 and 10 p.m. Thank you so much, Arsenio. Safe travels. And someday when you have a chance, come in studio with us.
Yes, and I'd love to see you do stand-up one day.
Oh, I will. You know, my website, yeah. PattyVasquez.com.
I'm going to go check it out. I'm going to go check it out. And I got to go find out who my opening act is. I forgot the name, and I'm talking on the phone, so I checked my phone. I couldn't cheat. Okay,
no, it's
I'll
okay.
Talk to you soon.
You're so kind. Thank you so much. It's Arsenio Hall this Saturday night at the City Winery. Bye, sir.